Especially.
He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the April 23rd edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we're off to a mixed start. It was mostly negative here, and now we're actually seeing a little bit of green show up on the screen here. The Dow is still down 21 points at 18,017, but the S&P is now just up a little bit at 2108, and the NASDAQ's actually up a point right now at 5,036. So we are coming back from a weak start this morning as a flood of earnings come in. And I warned you that that trickle of earnings would turn to a flood, and it has. And here we are with about 150 S&P 500 stocks now reporting. And so far, 78%, that was the last count, have beat on the top line, but only 40% have beat on the Let me try that again. 78% have beat on the bottom line earnings, and only 40% have beat on the top line sales. So a little bit of a divergence there. We have crude oil at $56.70. Boy, it's hanging in there, isn't it? It's up 1%. And the crude oil stocks continue to look pretty good here. Gold is flat at 1186 right now. The euro is at 107.59. And the 10-year yield is drifting higher right now, bumping its head against 2%. The 10-year yield is at 1.98% at the current time. Interest rates drifting higher here recently. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. In San Diego, California, the flood of earnings continues here. A lot of S&P 500 stocks reporting. I'll have an update for you in this weekend's newsletter on my forecast for this quarter, S&P 500, for the next quarter, S&P 500, for this year, which will end in less than 9 months, and next year, 2016. Because in my humble opinion, that holds the key to the future of this bull market, which has been going for 6 years and 5 weeks. And by all expectations, by all averages, by all estimations, by previous cycles, we should be coming to the end of this current expansion in the economy. And yet there really aren't any signs of that yet out there. The only real signs maybe would be the slowdown in top line sales. And that is something to be concerned about. But I don't think it's enough yet for us to run for the exits and take our profits from this tripling of the market since March of 2009. It looks to me like there's still something left in the old gal, in the old tank. There's still some gasoline in there. So we'll continue to make as much hay as we possibly can while the sun continues to shine on Wall Street and on the American economy. Meanwhile, China must have known that they were going to have some soft numbers this week because they cut their interest rates last weekend, remember? And that gave China a big boost early in the week. Those Chinese stocks continue to fly. Chinese internet stocks in particular. China's pulling back just a little bit here. The flash manufacturing PMI edges to a one-year low. So China, you know, I mean, they're not growing by double digits anymore, but they still are in that 7% range. And that continues to be a favorable area of the world right now to be invested in. I wouldn't go hog wild. I wouldn't order all Chinese food right now for my portfolio, but you know what? 5%, 10%, seems to make some sense right now. You want to follow quantitative easing wherever it goes with your portfolio. And if the quantitative easing is going to come from Shanghai, then we'll invest in Shanghai, doggone it. Meanwhile, Japan came in with about the same number. The Purchasing Managers Index, otherwise known as PMI, it came in at 49.7. Japan has had a stagnant economy for a long time, but they're pulling out all the stops right now to try to juice that economy. And it's working on the stock market, as I reported earlier this week. We're seeing 20,000 on the Nikkei. You got to go back to the year 2000. You got to go back in time to find the Nikkei at 20,000, but that's where it sits today, 20,000. And I do have a little bit of exposure to Japan. And I'm not going to talk you out of having 5-10% exposure to the Nikkei, maybe the hedged Nikkei, which is another ETF out there, or maybe even the double Nikkei, which is another exchange-traded fund that is out there. Meanwhile, in the U.S., one of the gauges that we watch to gauge the temperature of the U.S. economy is the jobs market. Is it overheated? Is it underheated? Is it just lukewarm, about right? Well, the jobless claims once again this week came in at under 300,000. That's bullish for the jobs market. That's bullish for the U.S. economy, and that's good enough to keep the keep the bears at bay and the recession at bay. At some point there will be a recession, but as for now, we continue to grind higher with the economy. And one of the gauges that we watch is that all-important jobs report, the unemployment claims that come out every single week. And so far, so good. Mixed bag in earnings this week. Surprised to see Caterpillar, a company that was suffering mightily from a strong U.S. dollar, actually come in and report earnings that were better than expected. Domino's Pizza, hey, we helped them out last week. I ordered Domino's Pizza. Yeah, well, you know what, we didn't have much time. Usually I take the crew out on Friday here at Gunderson Capital Management. We go somewhere. If it's not for a Hodad's hamburger or a Caesar salad with albacore, with seared albacore across the street. That's a good one. Tender greens, we love that. That's one of our favorite places. Or there's a little Greek cafe behind us. No, we ordered in Domino's Pizza last week, which has improved greatly over the years. And it makes for a good breakfast the next day. Domino's came in with big earnings once again. I was an owner of Domino's Pizza for a long time in the stock and did really well with it. I just thought it got a little bit expensive. But doggone it, if they don't come in and beat earnings again, GM, in the meanwhile, not a company I've been interested in for quite some time, although it has done pretty well. Coming back from a dollar a share back in 2008, coming back from the dead, it's just not a company that has had a very good track record in my book of being very consistent. Their management's been very spotty at best. You know, that big ignition switch recall. How do you let that happen? I don't know. 3M, they miss earnings. They're probably struggling. I mean, you know, 3M has a struggle with growth these days. Trying to grow those earnings 2-3% a year is about all they can get. And they're reporting earnings this week that weren't quite up to snuff. Raytheon, one that I do own, a dividend-paying stock. They report earnings about in line with expectations. Dunkin' Brands, the only Dunkin' Brands here in San Diego is right behind where I live, downtown. And you know what? I mean, I don't really go there very often. I'm not impressed. And I have to say that the Dunkin' Brands out here, somehow there's a big difference. I have someone who works for me here at Gunderson Capital Management. She's from back east. And when I said there's a Dunkin' Brands in downtown San Diego, she got all excited and went and got it. She says, you know what? It's not the same. These donuts are made in Milwaukee or something and shipped out here. They're just not the same. But Dunkin' Brands produced huge earnings. And Dunkin' Brands had a magnificent breakout Meanwhile, the home builders, kind of a question mark right now. I own one home builder here. I thought these low interest rates would eventually, and the low inventory, there's very little inventory of existing homes out there. I thought that would push people towards new homes, but that's not happening right now. And we had Pulte Homes report earnings that were less than expected. So a mixed bag. We'll find out what the aggregate effect of all these earnings has been on S&P forecast when I update my numbers this week in the newsletter. You can get the newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. We've been bullish for 6 years and a few weeks. How much longer can this bull last? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, earnings season, 78% of companies so far have beat their bottom line earnings estimates. Not so with top line sales, however. I think that number is somewhere in the range of about 42% of companies, somewhere in there, have beat their top line sales estimates. So sales maybe are the bugaboo here in the stock market. And, you know, eventually you've got to continue to grow those sales. You can't keep cutting costs and becoming leaner and meaner. Eventually the sales have to grow too. So we'll watch that. You know, you don't want to slow down in sales amongst the S&P 500 companies, because there's also a correlation between stock price appreciation and sales growth. And I always look at the companies and the stocks that I buy as to how their sales growth is going. That's a key factor also. But so far, I guess you could say so good. I mean, this hasn't been the horrible quarter that everyone was expecting. It's a soft quarter, however. And when all is said and done, this quarter that is now being reported should come in less than the same quarter last year. But as I've stated many times, that's because of two factors. Low oil prices, which is affecting the earnings on the energy stocks, and a strong dollar, which is affecting the earnings on the multinationals. Well, one stock here that I've had pretty good success with over the years, and I currently own, and in fact, if you want to look at successful IPOs over the years, you'd be hard-pressed to find one that's been better than MasterCard, believe it or not. MasterCard came public back in 2006 at a split-adjusted price of, let me take a look here, split-adjusted price of about $5 per share. And today MasterCard is $91 per share. So that's pretty good. You know, that's split adjusted. I think actually MasterCard came out at about $45 per share, but it's split several times since then. And the split adjusted price would now be $5 per share. And the stock is $90 per share. When did MasterCard come public? Back in 2006. And it's been a very good stock over the years. Let's take a look at the performance of MasterCard, which I own in my conservative growth account. It's a $104 billion company, does pay a dividend, 0.7%, and I find MasterCard to be one of the best financial stocks in the entire market. Once again, $104 billion in market capitalization. It is a conservative growth stock. Look at the results of MasterCard. Over the last 5 years, MasterCard, when you consider the small dividend and the capital appreciation that it's delivered, has averaged a return of 28.9% per year. That's a total return of 28.9% per year, while the market has averaged 11.8% per year. Over the last 3 years, MasterCard has delivered 28% per year, while the market's delivered 15%. And over the last 12 months, MasterCard is up 23%. Those are some pretty good returns for a large cap $104 billion company. The market's up 12% over the last year. MasterCard is up 23%. It gets a momentum grade right now of B, but it's starting to bubble and gurgle, and it looks like it's trying to break out once again to new all-time highs. And again, it is a stock that I own in my conservative growth accounts. Now, if we go to valuation on MasterCard, look at the growth in earnings. Okay, now, this correlation between earnings growth and stock price appreciation is a very strong one. If you go back to 2008 or so, MasterCard was making 90 cents per share. And here we are in 2016, and MasterCard is expected to make $4.16 per share. If you do the math, that works out to an annual earnings growth rate of 22% per year. And what's the stock done? 28% per year. See the correlation between earnings growth and stock price appreciation? And the thing about MasterCard is their earnings continue to grow. That's a good thing. It's good to buy stocks whose earnings are growing. MasterCard's expected to grow their earnings by 12% this year and another 20% next year. MasterCard is one of those prime stocks that deserves a little bit better than a market multiple at the current time. When I take the current price of, or the current earnings projections for MasterCard, which are $4.16 for next year, and grow them by about 16, 17, 18% per year over the next 5 years, and apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for one of the premier financial stocks in the entire market, I come up with a $178 target price 5 years from now, and the stock's currently trading at 90. There's still some significant upside potential in MasterCard. Now, this isn't going to be a dazzling little stock that's going to report a new drug next week, or a company that is likely to be bought out at some point in time, but it's been a very good grind it out, double the performance of the S&P 500 since it's been public. Whether it can continue to do that, nobody knows, but it has a pretty doggone good track record of doing that over the last many years. Now, earlier in the week, we took a look at some companies that haven't been growing their earnings. And I used two examples. I used McDonald's and I used Coca-Cola. They're about the same size as MasterCard. And yet, over the last several years, McDonald's has failed to grow their earnings at all. Zero growth. It's been a zero growth company. And you could say, well, Bill, with 38,000 outlets around the world, how can McDonald's grow their earnings? Well, I say this. One or two big hit products at McDonald's could definitely pad the top line and the bottom line and get people coming back to the stores. That potential is there. That's where management comes in. Previous management failed to do that. And as a result, the earnings did not grow for several years, and the stock has not appreciated for several years. Is McDonald's now a turnaround play? It's too early to say. You're going to have to see what they come up with here. You're going to have to do something. Coca-Cola, same thing. No earnings growth, zero earnings growth for many years. And what's that translate to? What's the effects of that on stock price appreciation? There's been no stock price appreciation. By contrast, MasterCard continues to grow their earnings at a very rapid clip, and the stock continues to go up. Out of 4,043 stocks, mutual funds, indexes in my database, MA comes in at number 99 out of 100, and it is a stock that I own in my conservative growth accounts. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today.
For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about how much longer can this bull last. Well, we've got another half hour of the show, so we've got at least another half hour of bull. But the market's been going on now here for 6 years and 5 weeks. 6 years, five, four, 7 weeks. And it's tripled during that period of time. The economy continues to grind its way higher. Interest rates remain favorable. GDP remains positive. And now you've got other economies around the world that have picked up the baton of quantitative easing that America has handed off to them. And that's also to helping, it's also helping to keep this economy afloat right now and growing globally. And that's good. It's all good so far. But at the same time, we always have to be wary because we know at some point in time there will be another bear market. And that's going to come when earnings start to shrink, when revenues start to shrink here in America, when that high tide finally hits. We're going to get an extremely high tide this time around, it looks like. But it doesn't look like we're there yet. So we'll continue to keep our eye on this and watch. Meanwhile, we talked about a very successful IPO. No, not one that just came public today, but one that came public back in 2006 and since then has gone from $5 a share to $90 a share, an 18-bagger by the name of MasterCard. Yeah, you didn't know that was such a successful IPO. If you Google my name, Bill Gunderson, and the articles I've written on MasterCard over the years, I've called it one of the most successful IPOs of all time. And I continue to own, or I currently own MasterCard in my conservative growth accounts. Not a recommendation, but it's an example of what I consider to be a superior stock. I mean, you can compare MasterCard with American Express, and you'll find that MasterCard has run circles around American Express. Visa's done pretty good also, and I have owned Visa in the past. I don't currently own Visa. I own MasterCard instead. But those two stocks kind of run together. If you compare the charts of Visa versus MasterCard, you'll find that they're pretty equivalent in their performance over the years. Okay, another stock in the news this week, and one that has also been a fairly successful IPO. Nothing like MasterCard yet. But back in 2012, a company came public at $38 per share by the name of Facebook, FB, out of Menlo Park, California. Facebook is now a 200 and what's the market cap on Facebook? 200, I want to say 200, yeah, $237 billion, bigger than MasterCard, way bigger than MasterCard. How many people log on to Facebook every day around the world? I think it's something like 150 million or something like that, which makes that real estate on the computer screen very valuable because people love to get their product, an advertisement for their product, and as many as any eyeballs on that advertisement as possible. And obviously, that's where most of Facebook's revenue comes from these days, is advertising to all those eyeballs that are looking at Facebook every day. It's kind of like the billboard of our generation. You know, a billboard as you drove into a town in Tucumcari, New Mexico, or wherever, as you entered into that town, and as you got closer to that town, there would be billboards telling you, hey, stay here. We have AAA accommodations, we're Best Western accredited, and we're $19.99 a night. Come stay here, we'll take care of you. Or eat at Joe's Coffee Shop, you know, rated number one by Drunken Hinds over the years here in Tucumcari, New Mexico. Well, now we have Facebook, and now we have Yelp, and now we have TripAdvisor. These have become the billboards of our day, although the billboard industry is still healthy. People still like to read something on the roads as they're coming into town, and that's valuable real estate also. But that Facebook real estate, imagine whether you're looking at it on your iPhone, that little bit of real estate, logging on to Facebook to see what your friends are doing or what your kids are doing or what your relatives are doing, making sure they're not coming for a visit. all these kinds of things, you know, that's valuable real estate. And people love to have their advertisement scroll across the bottom of your screen or whatever and have those eyeballs looking at it. Well, how has Facebook done, and what kind of valuation, and where is Facebook ranked these days? Facebook is now a mega cap company, $237 billion. It probably is the number one advertising. I think it has surpassed Google as far as folks advertising. That's where they want to have their advertisements. And from what I'm told, Facebook advertisements are more effective these days than the Google searches. Facebook, since coming public, does not have a three-year track record yet, but it will soon have one. Over the last 12 months, Facebook is up 34%. The market's up 12%. Not bad, especially for a mega cap stock at $237 billion in market capitalization. Facebook stock was up 43% last year. It's up 8.5% so far this year. It's beating the market in all of the performance categories. I have no problem with the performance of this stock. It meets the performance side of my equation, and it meets the best stock now criteria. But as we look at the valuation side of the equation, which I think is equally as important as performance, my left eye starts to twitch. I have to be honest with you on this current valuation. Facebook is currently trading at 33 times forward earnings. But it is a superior company. And you have to take into account that they have been growing their earnings by 59% per year since going public. That's pretty good, especially for a company of this size. You don't find too many $237 billion companies that have been growing their earnings by almost 60% per year. They're expected to grow their earnings by 13% this year and then another 31% next year. And over the next 5 years, their earnings growth is expected to be about 27 to 28% per year. This is probably the premier mega cap growth company in the entire stock market these days. But how much do you have to pay for those earnings? How much is that doggy in the window? Well, Facebook, again, is currently trading at 33 times forward earnings against an expected growth rate of 27.7, which makes for a PEG ratio of 1.18. Not too bad. Actually, it's trading at just a slight premium to its growth rate. Furthermore, if I take the earnings estimates for Facebook, which are $2.59 next year, and if they indeed can grow at the rate that analysts have predicted as of now, and if I apply a multiple to Facebook that I think a premium company like this might deserve, at that point in time, I have a $155 target price on Facebook. That's 5 years down the road, and a lot can happen between now and then. Facebook's currently trading at 84. I still see significant upside potential, in fact, 84% so, upside potential over the next 5 years. That's a superior valuation. They do not pay a dividend. This is a pure growth company. And you know, I guess I got to say to the pundits that said, you know, Facebook's going to become a thing of the past, just like MySpace and other things have. That doesn't seem to be the case. I mean, they're growing sales, they're growing earnings, they're figuring out how to monetize the internet, something that others have not really been able to figure out yet. Facebook, right now, out of 4,043 companies, comes in at number 374. I currently don't own Facebook, but should it pull back a little bit and come into a little bit better range, I would have no problem with adding Facebook to my portfolio, my large cap portfolio, or even the moderate risk profile. This is now a $237 billion company. It's a little bit of stability there. This is no longer a startup by any means. Facebook is an example of a best stock now. And that growth, pretty hard to ignore. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And, of course, one of the big subjects right now in the market is earnings season. We go through earnings season four times per year. Every 3 months, the quarter ends, and companies start to tally the earnings and the sales, and they report, and those earnings and those sales are compared with the same quarter the previous year from the previous year, and they're compared with the expectations. And if companies don't meet expectations, they get punished. Why? Because now future expectations have dropped. And when future expectations are lowered, the stock goes down almost immediately. And conversely, when future expectations go up, let's take a Domino's Pizza, for instance, which beat earnings estimates. Now, all of a sudden, the expectations for next year are higher than they were before this earnings report, and the stock follows right along and breaks out, and all of a sudden there's higher expectations and higher target prices, and stocks respond almost immediately to those higher expectations. So the question is, how do you trade or how do you invest during earnings season? Well, here's just some tips from the earnings seasons that I've watched over the years and the results that I've seen. I've had companies that have missed earnings badly and they sold off badly the next day, and I've had companies that have exceeded earnings by a wide margin and blew up to the upside the next day. The first tip I would say is you can't really gamble. You can't really try to predict if a company will exceed or not meet earnings. That's like putting your money on red or black at the roulette wheel and letting the little ball land where it may and trying to guess whether they're going to produce black earnings or red earnings. You just can't do it. But I will say this, that companies, best stocks now, companies that have performed well, superior companies. Okay, I gave the example of MasterCard. I featured MasterCard earlier in the show. They'll report earnings 6 days from now. That's all I can say is MasterCard is a superior company with superior management, which has produced superior returns over the years. I haven't proven this scientifically, but it's been my observation that best stocks now, I think, are more likely to exceed and beat their earnings estimates than a crummy company, a company like GM or a Coca-Cola. They're not crummy companies, but they're crummy stocks now. They're no longer these growth engines that have superior management that continue to beat the market over the years. So that's, you know, one thing you can take into account. But trying to guess whether a company will beat or miss earnings is a loser game. It's a losing strategy. The prediction business in the market is littered with people that made wrong predictions and invested based on a prediction, and that when that prediction didn't happen, they got clobbered. Look at the speculators that have speculated on oil prices or silver prices or gold prices and were wrong, or on currency moves and were wrong. that's when you read about and hear about these huge losses that firms incur over the years. It's because they made a bad bet. And that's exactly what that is. It's a bet. So that's one way not to play earnings season, is by trying to guess whether a company will beat or not meet their expectations. Personally, I think you have to treat earnings season just like any other time in the market. If you've owned a stock and it's performing well, you're just going to have to grip the handlebars there and hope that they report good earnings. And it's been my experience, if you own good stocks, ones that have been superior performers over the years, ones that are run by crackerjack management teams, in my book, they have a higher chance of reporting good earnings than a crummy company. So there's another tip for playing earnings season, which should come as no surprise. Begin the earnings season by owning superior companies, because in my book, they have a greater chance of coming in and beating earnings. Now, what happens when they report earnings? Well, you have to reevaluate them at that time. If the picture changes drastically, hopefully it changes drastically for the good side, and then you're a happy camper. Hey, they came in, they beat earnings, expectations go higher, the stock's going up, we're all happy. Well, I'm not going to sell it, I'm going to hold on, because I've got something that now has inertia behind it and positive momentum, and we'll see how far that positive momentum can carry it. And conversely, when a company comes in and meets doesn't meet earnings, well, then we have to take a look and reevaluate and see if the expectations have gone down enough to where this no longer makes any sense. And I've seen that happen. All of a sudden, a company comes in and just shocks the street, and they miss their earnings by a wide margin, and all of a sudden, you know, the new numbers come in for the coming years, and I recalculate my target price, and I lower my target price by $20 per share. Wow, that's not good. And at that point, I have to ask myself, you know what? I was wrong on this one. Was I wrong on this one? And is there something better in the lineup that I can replace it with? Right now, the Padres have a second baseman that's struggling. We have a very strong lineup this year. We lead the league in runs. Now, this doesn't happen very often. Neither do the Mets win 10 in a row very often, but it's happening this year. But we have a guy that's struggling at second base, and he's been replaced for now, and the other guy is doing wonderful. And from time to time, you got to make a replacement in your lineup to put a little livelier bat in there and let the other one work out its problems. So that's, in my opinion, how you handle earnings season. It's not much different than non-earnings season. Try to own the best stocks now. Where can you find a list of those? Where can you find portfolios full of those? Well, I publish my newsletter every week. I'm putting on my game face today because the newsletter process begins, trying to show you the very best stocks that I can possibly find for this weekend. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com to sign up to get on our newsletter mailing list. And if you'd like to talk to us about managing your portfolio, that's our main gig here, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.